a topological hint of the abyss. A schematic map of the modern abyss. Name the divorced Copernican profound of
nature.
Can be intricately laid out as the ships of all tree, snakes and lovers. Snake. Just as the leather of nature, smaller materials, was finally toppled. Ladder. And the surface of Venus is responsible for the descent of man from heavens to the earth, the first pair rope on mankind, and loose at Copernicus, bearing the no marks of Copernicus, Darwin and Freud. Snake. So must the classic board game undergo some changes, its models erased, its geometry modernized, and its theories renegotiated. Snake. In favor of cutting loose the natural history of mankind from the Bible. Ladder. And flushing out and away the symbolism of snakes and ladders. Snake and ladder. We modernize the unique interface of the game. Shield. It is imperative to rediscover the pillars of the earth. Ladder. And its voice. Its status. And its expression. Snake and ladder. Strictly according to the modern geometric schemata of the game. Again, ladder. If the modern and scientifically disemployed image of man is a fundamental local representation of the description of the other. Snake. A mantle layer also reflects the room, the area, its reciprocal property, and the overall dynamics of the game.
Snake and ladder. Then, we can say that the new curious creator experience reflects its own layer, reinforcing the combination of noise creep and also the delay of much of the same type of words in the form of the Snake and ladder.
But in terms of staring back into the modern abyss from a geometrical point of view, that is to say, from our point of view, in the absence of any landing to which we can be bound. Snake, from our view, ladder, that is a geometrical point of view. Snake. It is constituted of the general space, the atrocities of the abyss are expressed in terms of all manners of trump. Ladder. Change of safe and transfer of structure. Snake. Alternative passages and tombs. Ladder. Pointers and arrows. Snake. Suspended ladders. Ladder. And the disenchanted snakes. Say a smaller ladder. All brought about by the continuity and annihilation of the abyss of its nature. We call this modern player that reflects the geometric schema of the abyss in the ostensibly distinct voice of man in nature and re-navigates the local horizon of man and its voice in terms of a geometric perspective into the abyss. Chimera. Snake. As that which belongs, ladder, to no personal suppositio. Snake. Chimera is a man. It is possible that B is not true. Ladder. And Chimera is not a man. It is possible that B is true.
Ladder.
the same hand. It is a normal of the fire of the modern community and bound to relate to itself. The little germs from which viruses cross the use of culinary creation, music or acoustics, philosophical, mythological, and terracotta ramifications can grow and pollinate. The snake is the golden man, and the ladder, the board game, for playing together. How to start the game? The zero is an eternal anchor, and the eternal is the nothing of nature, which is not an absolute nothing, but an act devoid of substratum. Footnote 4. The game begins with the idea from zero, while the individual nature has the first act, an act without substratum. It consists of being positive, according to the continuing of the eternal, or an isometric universal dice. The mirror's dead, the board, the rubber sheet. The strong sheet, the stem of the job, or a rubber sheet, capable of bending, twisting, and continuing for transformation or deformation, without its physical properties being changed, or disturbed, or disturbed. A point entering this mirror, and its friction is. Adopt the logical reasoning to survive. The more we customize the platform of aesthetics and ladders is a topological space. It is identified by its profound continuity and its crucial relation to itself. Within the topological space, no local relation, no discrete point, concept, individual, or player can detail its identity, mark it as represent into the future list, then detail the continuity of the space to itself. Whereas in the pre-modern versions of snakes and ladders, the stepwise distribution of number or axiomatized cells determines the navigational space of the player, in the new form, the distribution of axiomatic cells and numbers is on the basis of topological permissibility and the relation or continuity of the space to itself that precedes axioms and numbers. The primary constant of the topological game space can no longer be mapped onto a grid. Rather, than transcendentally and axiomatically bound cells to which the player, i.e. the particular profile of the game space itself, ascends into the sense the numeric landscape is comprised of topological neighborhoods, orbits, modes of environment of the abyss real, which cosmotically has the self-relationship of nature, satisfied, surrounded actual marks, where synthetically potent and fusible points, infinitesimal deformation points, or fleeting possibilities, are accumulated. Look at the size of the game space, i.e. layers, which are interwoven together by means of the continuity, or the universal relation of the game space itself. Unlike the lattice steering of snakes and ladders, where magic lesson, ascent and descent, is predicated upon the correlation
Profiles of the game space abyss. As the non-essential expendable player G follows a particular path and rests at on the chimeric landscape of the topological game space, its navigational approach to the game space or the modern abyss can be formalized as GOAT.
Since GOAT is a completion of the station within the chimeric landscape, which is comprised of a different lot of profiles or topological neighborhoods in the game space, and since these neighborhoods can be counterintuitively by four different folks, trees, transplanted, and music.
By traversing a particular path, the expendable player G becomes a concrete composition over the chimeric landscape, and the concrete composition goes more or less formally.
Can be produced by different commutative categories composed of local profiles of the game space, i.e. players or objects, and alternative parts, dwarfisms, or abstract sticks and ladders, opened up and potentiated by the fusions and transplantation.
In other words, GOAT becomes a concrete composition for all manners of topological deformation. Cobordisms or shared boundaries between heterogeneous manifolds, there are model surgeries between actuality, possibility, and generality, non-trivial passages, fusions of incommensurability. Once the GOAT gazed into the vast, unbroken blue posture, it beheld a modal monster, no longer a mere impossibility, engendered by invariance beyond the flux of transformations, footnote 6, and twisted by countless non-trivial passages, each carrying its face to it like a snail carries its tail, footnote 7. A voice rang in his ears. For if you attempt seeking Chimera, nature will assist you, and make it your endeavors, and the work will not delight you, for you shall see such things effective as you could not think of. Footnote 8. All of a sudden, the descent into the abyss became irresistible. Chimera then understood that it was true of all, that from a geometric point of view, the abyss cannot tell the difference
between a good and a lioness, in Carol the disenchanted lioness,
and a disenchanted snake.
A historical digression. It is said that the mythological Chimera, the
Shigogon, was an offspring of Echidna and Typha,
combined,
who had the most
eccentric man
in the molding of some of its manner.
Treat distant composites within itself.
Rather than being a monster by the virtue of being a hybrid of different body parts,
the global composition of
Nine was a global composition of three particular composites,
carrying its own respective space within the beast
and a snake,
each carrying its own respective space within the beast.
Chimera was accordingly considered a non-monster that posed a threat to the method reasoning of the researcher in the clothing of a teratologist. For the priest in the clothing of a logician, on the other hand, Chimera was a relational and modal conundrum, for it bore a series of relationships between different, heterogeneous, or incommensurable objects. Particular compositions such as goat, which appeared impossible insofar as the discrete modality of each animal was impeded by the multimodal continuity of Chimera. But on the whole, the compositional eccentricity of Chimera, sublimated in its voice, a synthesis between the voiceless alveolar hissing sibilance of its mother, the sea viper Echidna, and the plosive oppression of its father Typha.
Chimera's voice was a composition of various animal vocalizations, linked together according to their internal consistencies and continuities to the manner of articulation, definitions to their angular space, and various spots and transfers between them. A universal composition, at the same time irreducible to discrete voices and transcending their transforming conjunctions. The Chimera's voice, Chimera, is a close pandemonic composition. Rather than purely conforming to the transformational and compositional paradigm of metric reasoning,
Chimera is produced according to a topological paradigm, where the composition is somewhere in the middle between intractable monsters and insignificant atomized data. Footnote 11. The trivial combination of discrete voices and non-local continuities, capable of unfurling counterintuitive variations of each.
Chimera is simply the reflection of both, in the future continuity of nature, or the unbound position of the abyss to itself.
This reflection, or is the openness, the translation of both, coming from a particular angle so far, into various locality facets, and the appearance more provided by the unbound and generic position of nature in itself. For the image of humanity, the more the man is physical, and the shape of size from birth, both in the topological space
within the topological space.
This makes them rather self-aware of the social force that also encounters the rising surfaces in the transformational configuration of the narrowness of the term space matrix, when Chimera from the form of the non-civil boundaries of the forms from the other, one of the sizes by the personal figure boundaries of the snakes and lovers. This is the reflection of the joy of the boundaries. It is not so sad to make your perspective and manifest in the city ground, not the topological system of Chimera, which is en route to the canonical perspective
of the abyss over the gulf.
From snakes and ladders, the flash cuts and spears to Google. Even the camera, the only movement. The looking is just selective. From the jab for the cuts. The electronic scene has a modern tablet. Mounting the ladder, the slide over any snake, toad, or water product, by definition a metal composition, leads to a checkmark. I think the case with the ballistics. As a case, the harmonic composition. Through decomposition techniques, functional analysis, and model ramifications, can guide bring an alternative to variants of a given composition. For example, topological equivalence, alternative functional amounts, model variations, etc. In a continuous environment, and thereby expanding
its encyclopedic space.
An interwoven self-alternative tools together in the most counterintuitively perceived model structure. An implicit internal perturbation and further synthesis without succumbing to confusion. Incorporating, connecting, and fusing with extraneous entities through underlying continuities between various local fields. By means of different modes of descent into deep layers of continuity of nature harvests to itself. Non-local modes of synthesis between immensely elements, tracing shared boundaries.
Equivalence, etc.
As the porcupine frolicking around, climbing down in his companion, between his precipices, the narrator had this and reflection of the company, a concrete approach composed of roughly any chance, dreams of snotted snakes, and free-falling ladders, and he was like an evil lynx, carving home to me like some little ugly chasm, pouring in a trace of anger and passion to itself.
Or nature's unknown relation to itself.
One that could not be drowned unless the goddess first opened the door, broken down and forged hands in from the treatment again. Taking curious perspective for the place, staring into itself. To chimerize now meant to turn.
To chimerize now meant to turn.
Let the trial synthetically pick the gift.
A particular composition
of horizon,
or local
such as eyes of man, into a non-trivial perspective.
Into a non-trivial perspective.
With a voice worthily sings,
a new voice, worthy of singing,
the past,
the hymn,
and the harmonic composition, wherein, in the scent of profound confidence, position us in the landscapes.
The scent of profound continuities, bring out the most chimeric landscapes.
The ladders are the fibers of habits, nature or the game space. And chimera is the vibration of the habits of nature into the ground. Figure 1. Chimera vibration. The goat seemed to tip. The goat seemed to tip is comprised of 1. Identification of the goat or of the particular composition according to a narrow or universal opinion, i.e. modal variations, different addresses, and representational contexts, particularly narrow continuity points. Broadening the group's synthetic horizon by means of bringing into focus its alternative passages, different profiles, compositional variations, and shifting outputs, i.e., expanding the impact of the mix. And synthesizing these alternatives and variations according to a more profound, universal layer of continuity.
Therefore, the transition from world to chimera as an approach to nature and bound relation to itself involves the move up and down between various cultures. Depth and borders of modern ideas, simultaneously drawing borders of epistemic shifts.
How to play? The thesis on playing Chimera.
Chimera unbinds the particular composition, goat, in terms of various compositions, comprised of different objects and different parts, open to the continuous chimeric transition and the topological interface we can hear. The deeper the reflection of the potent to the abyss, the broader the unfolding of alternative passages and compositional variations of them.
The broader alternative passages and compositional variations, the deeper and more detailed associations between them. A deeper, more detailed associations and connected maps between passages and compositions, the more opportunities for topological operations, gains, deformations, transplantations, and transfers of attention these qualities, and the more twisted to the chimera.
In short, the greater the unbinding of a particular composition in terms of its continuous variations and alternative compositional addresses, the more freedom of choice and the more improvisational flexibility.
I.e., a greater chimeric plasticity.
The snake, the root, and the ladder. A board game for playing Chimera. Mandela, Negaristani, 2011.
Thank you. in which everything is doubled up. This analyst refuses to hold anything wrong. Because it is itself absorbed from all judgmental minds, Gabriel, and regional obstructions by which its experience are its absolute reason for itself, and is privatized in the name of man, life, or matter. It is an eminently public battlefield for its creation of reductions. Two lectures on the connection between the biblical and physical history. Footnote 3. William of Neck. Philosophical writings and selections. Footnote 4. Lorenz Fortin. Comments on the self-administration. Footnote 5. There is no place of food for two persons. The methodology of the insects, the remaining plant before existence. Footnote 6. Footnote 7. The top of the subject journey to traumatic objects in theory and footnote 8. It's a pizza's del opera. Natural magic. Footnote 9. Ambrose Paré. The house. Footnote 10. Sir John Müller. Wundern for self-reference.
Fernando Zalamea, signos triádicos, lógica, literatura, artes, nueve cruces latinoamericanos.
Di Querino Mazzola, The Topos of Music, Geometric Logic of Concepts, Theory and Performance.
Footnote
13. Fernando Zalamea, America, Una Trama Integral, Transversalidad, Bordes y Abismos en la Cultura Americana.